something is sudden. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is the continuation of the message, Be Filled with the Spirit.
Hallelujah. You want to have an unending flow of the supernatural in your life. A continuously victorious life. The key is being filled with the Holy Spirit. Being filled with the Holy Spirit. We're not talking about an experience, a one-time experience, because that will not suffice. It is an everyday life. You know, what the Holy Spirit brings to your life is more than an experience. A lot of people are concerned about a one-time beautiful experience that they will not forget. But many don't realize they could have a constant flow, an unending stream of the supernatural. Living continually above the world. That's the life that Christ Jesus called us into. Hallelujah. The Bible says that he gave us an example that we should follow his steps. He called us to walk like him. You know, what a lot of people think about Jesus, when they say we should copy Jesus, they're thinking about a very quiet man, hardly talking. You know, always praying and bowing his head to everybody. You know, they think like Jesus, they think about Jesus like a man. They say he was a very humble man. Why? Because he was born in a manger. That was not his doing. He had nothing to do with being born in a manger. That was not his responsibility. That was his parents' responsibility. God didn't say he should be born in a manger. It was his parents who went late and couldn't find a place. Jesus had nothing to do with where he was born. Did you have anything to do with where you were born? Hallelujah. So a lot of times they're thinking about this quiet, calm, soft-spoken Jesus that they have created. Jesus was not soft-spoken. Read your Bible. He wasn't soft-spoken. He was tough-speaking. That's the way he was. He wasn't soft-spoken.
Hello. Praise the Lord. That's not Jesus. Didn't you read how he made whips and drove the money changers out of the temple? Threw down their tables, drove away the birds. Remember what he called Herod? That fox. He dared him. So he's not the kind of mouse they try to create at Christmas time. Let everybody copy Jesus. Even the non-Christians tell us that Christianity is copying Jesus. Christianity is not copying Jesus. Somebody wrote a book and called it Christianity being the imitation of Christ. That's wrong. Christianity is not the imitation of Christ. It's not copying Jesus. It's not the imitation of Christ. Christianity is Christ in you. Not copying him. Does he want us to copy his example? Of course he does. Does he want us to imitate him? Of course he does. But that's not Christianity. That's the lesser that's included in the greater. You can't copy Jesus until you have the life of Jesus. You can't imitate him until you have his nature. Hallelujah. All right. So we're talking being filled with the Spirit, filled with the Holy Ghost. Oh, glory to God. Turn into the Bible now. Let's look at a few thoughts here. And that scripture is taken from the book of Ephesians, chapter number 5. Let's read it together. Ephesians chapter number 5 in verse 18. You found it? And be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. Read it together. Be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. Be filled with the Spirit. Be filled with the Spirit. And at the end of that verse, you have a full stop, isn't it? Check it now. Look at it. Full stop, isn't it? Come on. What do you have? Oh, not a full stop. That means, with that semicolon, it means what is going to be saying next is connected to the statement he just made. So he says, be not drunk with wine wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to yourselves. Speaking to yourselves, it means I'm talking to me and you're talking to you. This doesn't mean you're talking to me and I'm talking to her. It means I'm talking to me, you're talking to you. Speaking to yourself. That's what he's talking about. So he says, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. Psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. Speaking to yourself. Talking to you. He's telling us how to be filled with the Spirit. Now, this is written for those who have already received the Holy Spirit. He's not talking about someone who hasn't received the Holy Spirit. He's talking about you've received the Holy Spirit already. Now, stay up the Spirit of God that's in you and be filled with him. He's not talking about drawing some more. He's talking about staring what you've got already. Hallelujah. Be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to yourselves in psalms. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor seated in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and therein doth he meditate day and night. And that's what I do in the name of Jesus. That's what he's talking about. Therefore, I am like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither. Whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Therefore, whatsoever I do prospers in the name of Jesus. That's what he's talking about. That's what he's talking about. You're talking to yourself in Psalms. Oh, glory. You've seen that? You're talking to yourself. You're talking to yourself in Psalms. Then it says, in hymns and spiritual songs. Talking to yourself. Now, you know, I told you the other day what we were sharing on the priesthood and sacrifices. I said that the lot of songs we sing, and these songs are not songs of worship to God. They're not songs of praise to God. We're just talking to us. And I said, there's a place for that. Now, this is the place for that. This is a place for that. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I can do, I'm talking to me. I can do all things by his resurrection power. I can do. Glory to God. See, I'm talking to me. That's not a worship to God. That's not a praise to God. So that's not a sacrifice of praise to God. To speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. This is my season. When you sing that song, this is my season. You're talking to you. That's what he said. And you know, when you sing such songs, you're stirred in your spirit. You're stirred.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah.
Wow. This message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy. For inquiries, or to share your testimonies, kindly call us at +234-812-851-9834 or email us at info@loveworldradionetworks.org. Thank you and God bless you.